And I'm delighted to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Ben Swan. He's with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Happy New Year.
Hey, Mary Charlotte, Happy New Year. I think we can still say Happy New Year, can't you?
It's close enough.
Especially since we have this great campaign that we're calling Happy Neuter Year. You heard it here.
Do you come correctly. Up with all the puns yourself?
I try to, but this one I have to say I didn't. PetSmart Charities did. They give us a grant, and so we have this great new campaign to get
this great neuter campaign.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we could change all the words to neuter if we want somewhere along the line. Remember that in bed thing that people used to say? Anyway, so yeah, but. And that would be great if people had that image in their head, neuter, 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 because that's, you know, the number one problem with animal overpopulation and consequently animal abuse and suffering, because not necessarily abuse, but if there's too many animals, they suffer. And so if we neuter as many animals as we can and spay them as well, then we'll cut down on animal overpopulation.
Yeah, and then we will be like Colorado.
And that's our goal. Ultimately, Santa Fe Animal Shelter would love to be a place where, a destination where people come from all the other shelters and we try to find homes for them. And we do that to some extent. We still transfer many animals to Colorado, not as many as we used to.
Colorado being the spay-neuter success
of the world. Capital, yeah. Well, they just are they put a lot of energy and money and campaign into letting people know how important it is to spay and neuter your animals. And it's worked. I mean, everybody in New Mexico and a lot of surrounding states, they bring their animals to Colorado, which is crazy. We in the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, we do transfer animals in from Albuquerque when we have space. A lot of cats and dogs, they have great animals in Albuquerque, and we want to help them out as much as possible.
So what are the barriers to people getting their animals spayed and neutered?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out. You know, in a lot of ways, right now, especially this month and this year even, is we could call it the year of spaying and neutering, because there really are no barriers money-wise. Because we have this campaign in particular from PetSmart Charities, you can get your spay or neuter your dog or cat for $20, a copay of $20. And we do it at our spay-neuter clinic in the south side of town on 2570 Camino Entrada. Got to make an appointment. The number is 474-6422. But then we have a lot of other campaigns. We work with the Zimmer Foundation, who they provide spaying and neutering for cats. We have another grant that allows for spaying and neutering of big dogs. So it's just, and then we have wonderful, wonderful donors who just contribute a lot of money and energy to our clinic to help spay and neuter everything they can. So we still, you know, for a while we had two twice monthly free spay and neuter clinics for dogs on Thursdays, and now we still do have that, but we just let people do appointments and find out what works best for them. So you were asking about the obstacles. Well, we think in a lot of ways, you know, a lot of people maybe don't have the education is one aspect of it. Ignorance and greed is what Mary Martin, our executive director, talks about. The ignorance is...
Why greed?
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
So ignorance is like, oh, I don't know why would my animal be happier spayed or neutered? It's not something I would do to myself. Why would I do it for my animals? But it makes your life so much easier when you spay and neuter your animal. That's just the surface level. But it just helps so many other animals when you spay and neuter your animal, because, like as I said, cuts down on animal overpopulation. As for the greed, it's like people breed their animals. They don't understand that when you breed your animal and you sell it on the corner or you give it away, you're hurting that animal and your community each time that you make that choice.
Why is that?
Because it impacts the shelter, impacts every other animal. A lot of people, you know, not a lot, but there are still backyard breeders. They think, oh, this is a good way to supplement an income. There's a lot of different, and it's just wrong. It's just absolutely wrong, because there's so many animals available right now. And, you know, you do need a breeder's permit, a license if you do that. And frankly, if you do, you know, we don't offer any programs for animals that aren't spayed or neutered. We have a Paws in the Pantry program that helps people who have, you know, have trouble making ends meet, and so they come and get pet food from us. But we will do the initial thing, give them food, and just educate them about why it's important to spay and neuter your animal. So it just costs. If you don't spay and neuter your animal, it costs their community. It hurts the animal. It costs the community. ultimately, that's the reason.
And there's also, I mean, as you said, people say, well, I wouldn't do this to myself. Although people do get their tubes tied and people do use birth control.
Yes.
And as we've discussed many times, abstinence-only programs for dogs and cats seem not really to work.
We tried, yeah. But,
but there is this idea that it's not what nature intended. And
well, nature,
there's a lot of things that aren't what nature intended.
Yeah, nature didn't intend for this overpopulation of animals. You know, responsible breeding is one thing, but when you're an irresponsible breeder, you are just looking at the money thing, and we're looking at the animals aspect. You know, what kind of life is that to breed an animal endlessly, puppies all the time? I mean, I love puppies. I love kittens. This month I've been office fostering a really, really beautiful dog with her six puppies, and I'm watching them grow as they, you know, but ultimately there's just so many, you know, too much of a good thing is just, it's just not really good either.
So spaying and neutering are readily available. It's Happy Neuter Year at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. It's extremely inexpensive, and there are wonderful donors who are making all of this possible. And you also have some new adoption programs.
We do, and I did want to add one more thing. This year, we're going to take a look at one of the aspects of why we think maybe people can't get their animals spayed or neutered is because they don't have transportation. We're trying something new where you say, call us up, and you'd really want to get your animal spayed or neutered. You don't have the time, or you don't have the transportation. We're going to go pick up that animal. We're going to bring it to the clinic. We're going to do the right thing for you and bring it back to you.
Aww.
So just call us at 474-6422 and ask, and we'll help you out.
Now, did you have a successful Santa Claus puppy New Year?
That was fun.
Christmas?
That was also fun. Yeah, we actually had a couple things over the holidays where we had a party for Raphael. Raphael was the emaciated dog who we've been able to get up. I just weighed him this morning. He's over 80 pounds, so he's really great. So he came
what
in
was
at
he when he came
45.
In? Oh, my goodness.
So he's like doubled his weight, and he is just the happiest boy.
Yeah.
I mean, many people know him. He just could not even, I mean, he was always somewhat happy. He'd wag his tail, but he couldn't get up. He was exhausted. And now the foster mom was telling me this morning, she can't believe how much energy he has from the time he gets up until he's, you know, gets ready to go to bed at 9 o'clock or so. He's just ready to be there and wag his tail. And she loves the mornings, especially because he does this full body wag when he's getting his kibbles or his special food. So anyway, we had several dog. So we had Dylan, our adoptions manager. I shouldn't say all this, but Santa Claus isn't real. Well, I mean, he could be real, but
children,
close your ears. Dylan and he had a helper, an elf. Dylan dressed up as Santa Claus and delivered a puppy and a kitten to some lucky families in Santa Fe. That was fun. It's always fun just to see these kids smile and just to, you know, a nice surprise.
Right.
So that was wonderful. And now we're looking, you know, we're going forward to the new year. We've got. All right, I was telling you earlier about, okay, the bad pun. So we've got this new special going on. It's any animal, any dog, 20 pounds and over, you can adopt that dog for $14. Get it? 2014?
20 pounds and over, 14 in 2014.
Very good. It kind of goes with the Happy New Year, but we call it Bark in the New Year. That's our adoption special.
Nice.
We wanted to say Bark in the New Year, but it just didn't quite work. So Bark in the New Year.
Yeah, that's just too much.
20 pounds. Yeah. You got to be careful with your puns, right?
Well, if you were careful with your puns, you might not make them at all. So
I think my whole life has been, well, just coming up with limericks and puns and things like that.
Yeah, puns, limericks, palindromes.
Yeah, makes
anagrams.
Me smile. Yeah, so do puppies and kittens and dogs. And anyway, and then I did want to mention that, you know, this is the new year, and if people really want to make a resolution, you know, they may should consider volunteering at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. We've got some great programs, and especially one that we really love, and I do it once a week. It's called Caffeine and Canines. Yeah, I come up with that one too. It's an early morning walk, getting our dogs out early, like at 7 or 8, walking them for an hour or so. It just gets your whole body going, and it's so incredible to see these dogs. They've been in, we close down around 6 or so, and then, you know, they've been
in their pens.
Many are ready to just to get going, and you should see the look on their face. They're smiling, and they're just getting out, and they're wiggling, and you get to really know these animals, these homeless animals that are looking for for families. And what I liked about our volunteers, and we have some really incredible volunteers, is they do really connect with some of the animals that are there, and they become their advocates. We have many volunteers who will pick up the adoption fee on several animals. In fact, some of the dog and the cat that I have to show you and you is Nessa. Nessa has been there forever, and probably since July.
Good heavens.
Yeah, Nessa is a Shar-Pei
mix. She's a Shar-Pei lab mix. She's so cute. She has a red bandana.
If I didn't have five dogs, I'd probably take her, but she's just a great dog. And there's a teacher in town, Sue Ray Vijo. She was at a different school, but now she's at Pablo Royal in Pauake. And she, every year, she gets her kids to sponsor an adoption fee for an animal. And they came in and met her. Actually, Nessa went to the school, and then the kids came over to the shelter. And it's just a way for those kids to really learn about animals and, you know, just understand how important it is to support animals, their adoption.
And this dog is basically free to whoever wants to take her home?
The adoption fee is waived.
The adoption fee is waived.
Yeah.
And there's also a kitty.
Arthur. We have a wonderful vet technician. Her name is Anne. She's been really promoting our older and wonderful felines. And Arthur is an older feline, 10 years, I think. We just have some really... beautiful.
Arthur looks very serious.
He's very serious. But you can go ahead and read his liner notes if you want.
He's a sweet-natured, mellowed guy. He lived in a house for 8 years, but then found himself displaced after his owners moved to a place that didn't allow pets.
That has to be really tough for people.
Yeah. And he's a happy little kitty. And he's very cute. He's got this gray kind of... Well, you have to see him. You can go to the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society website.
That's right. It's sfhumanesociety.org, and we just launched a new website. So it's got a lot of videos and different things like that. It's a wonderful thing. So it's a great things to do for the new year.
Well, Ben Swan, I want to thank you so much for being with us here on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you as always, Mary Charlotte.